Hello, it's the Ghost. Welcome to They Call Me the Ghost. If you're a fan of the strange but true happening in our world and the dark and mysterious goings-on, then you are in the right place. If you're new, like, subscribe, and join the conversation. We have passionate people here for things that go bump in the night and all the strange things that are happening in our world. Okay, today I'm going to be talking about the bizarre disappearance of 3,000 soldiers back in 1939. Just vanished. In 1939, nearly 3,000 troops were mysteriously gone in the south of Nanking. They were prepared to defend the area from the Japanese 2 hours later, and aid reports contact with the troops had been lost. These are Chinese soldiers, guys. Where did they go? When it first appeared that they were missing, their leader went in to inspect the very next morning, but there was no trace of them anywhere. They found their guns stacked beside their small cooking fires, but there were no people who used to carry those guns. The entire troop was gone. Had the Japanese attacked during the night and just dragged them all away? Well, that seemed impossible, yet the colonel and his aides hadn't heard any sounds during the night. Nothing seemed to have happened, so what did happen to these men? Nobody captured anybody. Nobody was attacking their troops. So how is it that they just up and vanished? Now, at that time, the Japanese were pushing forward into the heart of China, and they began to march in Nanking, the capital. But the mighty Yangtze River stretched across their path, so to reach Nanking, they would have to cross a narrow bridge. The Chinese commander decided to fight at that bridge. If he could stop the Japanese there, then he might save his country. On December 10th in 1939, a colonel stationed his nearly 3,000 troops across an area in the rolling hills of Nanking. The men were placed along in a line, some 3.2 kilometers long, setting up to defend a bridge on the Yangtze River. They were equipped with tons of stuff. They brought in large amounts of heavy artillery. They were very prepared to fight to the last man if that's what was necessary. They were ready for battle. So the colonel goes into his tent. He's going to get some sleep and be ready for everything. Well, the next morning, the colonel was awoken by an aide saying that they were unable to make any contact with the troops on the defense line. So soon after that, he formed a lead and an investigation party to find out what was going on with his troops. On arrival, every position was deserted. However, there were also no signs of any struggles, fighting, but there wasn't a single soldier anywhere. The equipment was even still there. The heavy artillery stood in position, ready to be fired, but there was no one there to fire it. The only way across that river was over that bridge. Now, near that bridge, there were some sentries, and all of those were interviewed and interrogated, but they all stuck to the same story. They were saying that not a single soldier came through here during the night. Not one of them had seen or heard anything. One or two soldiers could have slipped by them, but not 3,000. These missing troops were never found, by the way. So time passes. After a long time, when the Japanese had withdrawn and the war finally ended, the Japanese records were examined for some clue as to what might have happened to these missing men. The Japanese had attacked Nanking at that time. And I mean, now you have everyone wondering and searching for where these soldiers went. The Chinese are thinking, well, maybe these soldiers were taken prisoner by the Japanese. They took them, they have them, maybe they're holding them for ransom. Who knows what they want to do with all of those men? But the question on that is, why would they leave all the equipment? Why would they leave all the firearms? I mean, if they took all the soldiers, that is what you would think. Why wouldn't they take all of our awesome equipment? They would want that too, while they're holding all of our soldiers prisoner. Nothing that was going on was making any sense to anyone. And honestly, both sides were getting extremely confused. I mean, was this a trick? Was this very serious? And 3,000 soldiers were now being held somewhere by their enemy. They just didn't know. And so through all of this, several different theories emerged to explain where these troops went and what happened. But after all the ideas came out and everything was talked out, there were only two different theories that actually seemed even possible. One is that, sure, the Chinese came through. They're very intimidating and surely very threatening. And so the soldiers made a smart choice of just going quietly, that they actually surrendered to the Chinese. If that isn't what happened, because it seems odd again that all their stuff is still there, maybe they were the ones that were the incoming. Maybe they went over to the Japanese side and were trying to do things over there. Other theories that really weren't considered too much were things like there's a hollow earth and something happened there, or maybe a UFO came down and something happened there. But again, those weren't as seriously considered as the other two. But let's just talk about maybe hollow earth for a minute. Everyone loves inner earth. And there were actually some researchers that believed that these soldiers were captured and then taken to inner earth through a portal somewhere in the hills around them in the Nanking region. For some reason, they thought these troops were led by an extraterrestrial to our inner world. Maybe, just maybe, those troops were somehow stunned or even hypnotized while they were relaxing in their camps, and then they were unable to think for themselves. They couldn't think clearly, and they were walked quietly through this portal and basically transported to somewhere else. Moreover, at that time, many officers did report flying objects in the sky that they couldn't identify. So now they're thinking, could that really be just a coincidence? What's up with coincidences anyway? Some say they don't exist at all. So something to consider for the people at that time. To rationalize any of this, they're thinking, well, the purpose of this capture of so many soldiers was so that they could be used as a military force, a mercenary force to fight certain battles that maybe the aliens needed them to fight. But where could they have gone? I mean, if they weren't in inner Earth, did they go to another planet? It's unlikely that the soldiers had deserted just because there were no hiding places anywhere and the vegetation was sparse. 3,000 soldiers would definitely be detected sooner than later, and these people were never found. According to reports that came later from the Japanese, they had not engaged any such group of Chinese soldiers in battle during that time, so now we're hearing they never existed at all. An alternative theory is that soldiers vanished into a parallel universe. And I know I have a lot of parallel universe fans out there. If our reality is surrounded by a number of invisible parallel worlds, well then, if we can believe that, isn't it possible for a person to enter one of those unknown realms, maybe by mistake? If that happens, the person in question would then find him or herself in an entirely different reality, probably unable to ever get back to our own world, especially if this was all a mistake. How on earth would they have a plan to get back? There are so many speculations about this. Not sure if you've ever heard of it, but there's never been a real answer. The fact remains that 3,000 soldiers vanished into thin air, and their disappearance remains an unexplained mystery. Check it out, look it up, let me know if you know about this already, and let me know your thoughts. Thank you for listening today, and until next time, and I will talk to you all soon.